Good morning. I served as the dean of the seminary for 9 years before I became president. During that time, I had the chance to talk to incoming students about an attitude they typically had toward their work in the seminary and future work one day as a pastor. Usually in a one-on-one session with them, I would share my own mindset over the years as a student. I would tell them what I was thinking and feeling, first as a pre-theology college student, then a first-year seminary student, a first-time vicar, and then finally, getting down to the end of the line, as a senior in his last semester, just a few months away from having a call from God to be a CLC pastor. One word sums up my feelings back then and the feelings of students today. It is the word inadequate. Inadequate is the only way to feel when the focus is personal. When we look at our individual selves with honesty and a full understanding of all that a pastor or Christian is supposed to do. Even today, I still have to admit I am inadequate and unworthy to be your professor, your president, and even your chaplain. And yet here I am. Every CLC pastor is inadequate and unworthy. And yet there they are. All of you, likewise, here today, are inadequate and unworthy. But that's okay. That's the way Jesus wants it. To reinforce, to apply this important truth, let's take to heart what John the Baptist has said, reading from John chapter 3. Then there arose a dispute between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purification. And they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing, and all are coming to him." John answered and said, "A man can receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, 'I am not the Christ,' but 'I have been sent before him.' He who has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, who stands and hears him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease." It sure sounds like John the Baptist knew the key to success in the pastoral ministry. It is not about the preacher. It's not about the members either. It's all about Jesus. He, the Lord and Savior of the church, must increase. And we, pastors and teachers, members and students of that church, must decrease. Not in numbers, but in stature. I suppose we could say, well, that's easier said than done. After all, every one of us knows how to make our Christian life be about us in some way. And so we fixate on the extra responsibilities I have, the burden I must carry, the lack of resources or time or the inability to do this or that. And even in the Christian, The sinful nature is quite active and knows how to become self-absorbed. This too is part of our inadequacy. The tendency we have to make you and me increase in our own eyes. Now, if we can step back and trace John's insight from God, we see a recipe that Jesus has been using to make his ministers and servants function today the same as John did back then. It starts with our call to faith and the other calls that we have from God. We, like John, have been called by God, effectively so, to belong to Him forever and to serve Him in this life. We did not put ourselves into this identity as His people and this position of being His servants. God did that. And along with that reality being true, there is a promise for each one of us. When God calls you to be something or commands you to do something in His name, He does not leave you and me to our own inadequate devices. He supplies what is needed for the task that He gives. He especially provides the heart-changing power of His Word. So, we can face any problem, every challenge, with the confidence that the solution to it will come from God in His own time and way. Yes, we need to make plans, speak prayers, take action, but God will have to grant success to the outcome that He is leading us to pursue. This too is part of Him causing it to actually be so, that He increases while we decrease. In less than a month, our nation is going to elect its president, along with many representatives at local, state, and federal levels. In the build-up to November 6th, campaigns are working furiously, doing everything they can to make their candidate increase and the opponent decrease in the eyes of the voters. Millions of dollars are being spent. Countless hours of work behind the scenes. But for many campaigners on November 7th, it will be apparent that it was a losing cause because the opponent won the election. We, on the other hand, as part of the greatest campaign ever, can be about His business of promoting a winning platform of gospel benefits for all people. Forgiveness of sins through the cross of Christ, eternal life as a free gift because of Christ. Yes, there may be long hours for the campaigners and lots of money spent. Setbacks along the way, minor ones, trials and tribulations. But victory is assured for candidate Jesus, the all-triumphant Savior, and His inadequate team of pastors, teachers, missionaries, members, and students. As we learn to put the spotlight back on Christ and His Word, let's also accept with the same joy as John our shrinking role, our decreasing role of relying on Him, glorifying Him, and leaving the matter of results here at Emmanuel and throughout our church body in His ever capable hands. Amen. That is a prayer we can sing. Likewise, hymn 540, stanzas 1 and 2 today. Hymn 540, the first two stanzas.